Hey, hey, hey. That's your cue.
Oh, we're on? Oh, okay.
All right. Hey, hey, hey. Guess what day it is.
Okay, I know. Cinco de Mayo.
Cinco de Mayo, your holiday, Carolina.
Yes, Jeff, it's my holiday, yeah.
It's nobody's holiday, really.
I think it's the world's holiday.
I heard they don't celebrate this in Mexico at all. I think we've discussed this in the past.
Really? I think it's some kind of... Exactly.
I know it, but then I don't know it right now.
You know what?
Under pressure, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm under pressure, too. But all I know is it's a drinking holiday. Well, there's mariachis.
Yeah.
You eat and you drink. But so, Jeff, you know what a lot of restaurants are doing today? Those Mexican restaurants?
Why?
They have takeout, plus like Capacho here on Long Island.
Right.
They have their drinks
to go
also,
right?
Their favorite drinks to go, yeah.
Should we play Eno, so don't bother?
That doesn't matter. Well, that's our signature song, so we have to, don't we?
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah. I started it already.
That's okay, don't worry.
This is good, though, right?
This is fun, yeah.
Hey, happy Cinco de Mayo. Everybody getting drunk at home, right? Instead of out in the clubs, right? I guess nobody's going to be doing that today, huh?
Nope. Everyone's getting drunk at home.
Social distancing.
Yeah.
Social distancing.
Yeah. Before we have a guest on in a couple of minutes. Before that, it's the Carolina Cadillo Show. I'm Carolina.
Hey, Jeff here.
And we'll be in on a couple of minutes.
You know where I just went?
Where?
I stopped at Panera.
I know you did.
It's like a ghost town. There's like
really?
Three people working there. There's a manager,
yeah?
A girl taking your orders, and four people like making the food.
Oh, you have to go in. You go inside for this one?
Yeah, there's curbside, or you can walk in.
Okay. I heard that, Jeff, that started this Friday. I think 80% of Starbucks will be open inside.
Really?
Yeah, I know. We have a Starbucks in our...
People are not going to be going in there right away.
You know what? We have a Starbucks like 2 seconds from our house. It's a drive-thru. The line is ridiculous, though, every single morning. Ridiculous.
Crazy, right?
Yeah.
I just don't know.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll update you guys on a coronavirus.
Yeah.
If you don't know, if you live under a rock, you don't know what's going on. Listen, so we have a guest on in like a minute, okay?
Huh?
His name is Mas Sahady.
Mas Sahady.
He's
not to be confused with Sue Haiti, who does a podcast on Revolver, right?
No. That's not her.
Is that her name?
Sue Haiti, yeah.
Sue Haiti.
Yeah, Sue Haiti.
This is Mas Sahady.
Mas Sahady, yeah.
No relation.
No. So he is a world-renowned consciousness programmer.
Wow, that's my other job. Did you know that? I don't know if you know that.
I got to tell you, this is the first time I'm lost with a guest.
Yeah,
I don't know what the hell he does.
We have no idea what he does.
So we'll get him on in a couple minutes.
Sorry, turn this up. I can't hear it.
We'll get him on in a couple minutes. He's calling in a couple minutes, and we'll see what the heck he does.
Your
you know?
Headphone volume is way up. That's a problem. How's this? Is that better for you?
Yeah, it's fine.
Wait.
Don't put up so high, yeah.
Okay. All right.
I take him out of here. Every time I come in the studio, my headphones are on the floor.
Oh, my God.
They're horrible. Disconnected.
How horrible.
Yeah, someone lets the baby inside. Anyway, so Mas Sahady is calling in within the minute. She just texted me.
It's a guy, right?
It's a guy, yeah.
Okay, sure.
I saw a YouTube video of him, so we'll ask him.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. We'll ask him exactly what he does, okay?
Really?
I also want to talk about Jeff. You know, Anderson Cooper. Is a dad.
He had a kid.
He
didn't have a baby. Yeah, that would be very difficult.
No, he didn't have a baby. But you know, so I saw him this morning on Kelly and Ryan, and he's saying that his mom, Gloria Vanderbilt. Oh, that's him. Hold on.
It is Veronica.
Yes, it's Veronica. Let's get Veronica.
Okay.
And she's called
T29.
Hold on,
we got it. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, how are my favorite podcasters?
Hey, we're doing great. Say hi to the audience.
Hello.
You have an audience?
Yes, we have an audience
today. No, not here. No.
Our listeners.
We're social distancing. There's nobody here except nobody here but us chickens.
Yeah,
and two
exactly.
Of us here.
Hey, listen, we're talking about our next guest. We want to ask him a lot of questions about what it is he exactly does.
We don't know what he does, you know?
We're lost.
And he is going to give it to you in plain English. I think you will find it very interesting.
Oh, cool.
Excellent. Okay. All right.
So hold on one second. He's different. He's not your average person that I usually give, but you're going to find it interesting.
Okay.
Ask him to scan you. That's what I'm going to ask you to do because I think that's awesome.
Really?
But yeah, because it's really interesting.
Really?
Hold on one moment.
Okay.
He can scan us?
I don't know.
He can scan you.
Oh,
yeah.
Right.
Ask him to scan you.
Over the phone? Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's weird.
Interesting.
I hope nothing bad about me. You know.
Well, I know everything about you. So.
That's the plus on that end, right?
That's not really true, actually. There's millions of things. That, you know.
We may find some other things, okay? So maybe not.
Let me shut
Hold on a moment.
Yeah, sure. Hey. Yeah, well, see what's going on.
So what am I drinking right now? People are asking me.
What are you drinking?
I'm drinking water.
Water. There you go.
I'm trying to.
Are we Facebook Living this? No.
No. Not Facebook
For a couple
live,
seconds,
no.
I might just do
go
it.
Go ahead.
I got my hair slicked back.
So it's Mas Sahedi's coming on a couple seconds.
Yeah.
You know, he had two near-death experiences.
I want to know about that.
So do I, because he doesn't.
Hi, gang. I have Mas for you.
Hello.
Hi, Mas Sahedi. It's Carolina and Jeff on the podcast. Welcome.
Welcome. Hey, thank you so much. Thank you for having me on the podcast here.
Am I saying your name right, Mas Sahedi?
Sahedi.
Sajadi.
Okay.
I'm so sorry. Well, listen, so before we get to what it is you exactly do, I was reading that you had two near-death experiences.
Yep.
Can you talk about them?
Was it like white light? Did you see Patrick Swayze? I mean, what was it like?
Jeff, I saw everything, buddy.
Really?
Yeah, the first near-death experience was really interesting. It really, because I was really searching, you know, for that grander version, right, that's deep inside that we all want.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I was searching for that. So when I had that first near-death experience, it allowed me to really understand who we are. So I literally lived out of, say, that grander version of who we are. And I saw the limited potential.
Well, Mas, can you talk about what it is? Do you have an accident or what happened?
Oh yeah, I had it was a warehouse accident. I had my jaws crushed. In a warehouse accident.
Oh my god!
It's crazy stuff. I was like hanging, you know, the inside the rail cars.
Yeah.
I was a college job inside the rail cars, and the wall. They have these moving walls to keep, you know, products in place. I climbed up because it was stuck, and then all of a sudden this wall, this like half ton wall, started to move, and what stopped it was these, you know, girders on the ceiling and my face.
Oh my god!
You had surgeries, obviously, right? I guess in surgeries.
They wired my jaws shut for about 3-4 months.
Oh my gosh!
But wow. Jeff, you know, it was the coolest experience that I've had because I was living from my grander version. So, although I had to, you know, suck my food through the straw, it was like so brilliant. Beautiful.
What did you know?
It was just so exciting.
What you saw? You saw things, or you felt? You're probably. I bet you're not scared of death at this point. Am I getting?
I'm still scared of death, but I can see the beauty of death. Everybody would be like scared. Like, I'm not scared internally of dying,
right?
But you know, like accidents and stuff. Of course.
Well, let me ask you. So, with your two near death experiences, were you pronounced dead for a couple seconds? Did you come out of your body or what?
So the first near death, I don't know how long I was there. Maybe a few minutes. I was literally hanging, so they did think I was dead.
Wow.
But when I got pushed back into my body, you know, I was passed out, and then the next thing I knew, I was in the
back of your body,
Operating table. No, I was operating table.
So
I was in the hospital with my jaws wired shut.
What does the grander? So, what is the grander? When you say grander vision? What is that exactly? What does that
grander version?
Grander version. What does that? What does that mean actually?
Yeah, well, even for you, Jeff, if you know the deeper, bigger person that we all are, the potential that
okay.
we all are,
okay.
right deep inside that we all realize, right, without all the limitations. So I live from that experience.
All right. Wow, interesting.
So, Mas, I just want to ask you something.
Wait.
Go ahead, Mas. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, I live from that experience, and it's so beautiful, the potential, and that's what I do nowadays. I help pull people into their potential. That grander version, you know, that as Yoda would put it, the force within. I help people live from that, from that force within, to heal themselves of anything.
So
finances,
you
relationships, it might be.
You scan people. Veronica says, "Is that what you do? You scan, or how do you do that?"
Yep, yeah, I scan people. Oh, so the second near death.
Yes, go ahead.
So let me just finish up. So the first near death, yes, I did see the tunnel of light. You know, you see the layers. You see a life review, and it's not really a life review. It's not like you're sitting across, you know, somebody going, "Hey, you did this right. You did this right.
Yeah.
You did this wrong. We'll have to take a couple points off here." You know, it's none of that stuff at all. It's just that you get to see the grander version of who you could have been, and you get to see that there was no accidents. you know, all the things were there for a reason for you to learn and expand and be, you know, your best possible self.
Is it fast? Is it fast? Does that happen quickly? Or is that a long process? To, you know?
Well, there's no, at that level that you're at, you disconnect from, say, time and space. You literally come into your higher version, your spirit body, if you want to call it your spirit. I call it your pure presence, because it removes us from, you know, definitions of spirit. So at that level, again, there's no time. So it feels like forever, but it's that space of just awe. And it's space of grand love.
Maz, can I ask you a question?
So that was the first near death.
Are you a religious man?
How do you define religion?
Do you believe in God? I mean, when you had these near life death experiences,
any kind of higher power?
Did you see anything? Did you see anybody? Did you see God? Did you see Jesus? I don't know, the pearly gates. You know, that's my question.
Yeah, I didn't see the pearly gates, but I saw the beauty and love that everybody talks about, that everybody has, say, narrowed down into, say, a strict, say, religious practice. Mm-hmm. So, yes, I do believe in, say, a one source that, say, encapsulates all or creates life for all.
Yeah.
But I don't believe it as religions as far as sin. You're being a bad person. You're born in sin. You live in sin.
Oh, okay.
I see that the potential of what you could be should be lived here on earth, not the distortions or not the abuse or not the burdening pattern. So when you say, am I a religious man, not the way most religions practice. But, you know, if you think about it, Jesus never practiced it that way. You know, Buddha never practiced that. Even Muhammad didn't even practice it that way, right? They were grand individuals and they lived grand lives. What they teach you now in religion is obviously the opposite. So if you're not getting the same, say, effects or the same results as a Jesus, a Buddha, or Muhammad, your religion is probably taught wrong to you.
Oh,
you should get the same, say, events or practices as they did. I'm not knocking religion down.
No, that's not at all.
So what was your second near death? Was that also an accident or no?
Yeah, it was a drowning accident.
Wow.
Yeah, we were in Belize. We were in the cruise ship, you know, and you take off on those events, those excursions.
Yeah.
We went down this really fast, rapid river. I was with my family. We were inner tubing. And Belize is very porous. It's very volcanic.
Mm-hmm.
So all the lava tubes have now, you know, have water in them. And I got sucked into what they call a cenote. It's basically a hole in the river. My kids were there. I pushed my kids aside. And then I got sucked in. I got literally sucked out of my inner tube, and I didn't have a life jacket at the time because they ran out of life jackets.
Oh my gosh.
So it was a coincidence, or was it supposed to happen? Not exactly sure. But I was, according to my wife at the time, I was underwater, and the guides, I was underwater maybe 8 to 10 minutes. I was out. And then I just came back like, I guess, a miraculous intervention, wondering what the heaven just happened.
Was it the same vision? Did you get the same kind of vision that you got during the first accident, or was it different?
Well, this is what makes, I'm glad you asked that, Jeff. This is what makes me different, is that I transcended, say, that tunnel of light, and that's why I have these abilities. Because most people who, say, have a near-death experience or something, they're not really awakened to really, you know, take advantage of it, but seems like I was. So I transcended through the tunnel of light, and say I graduated past. Now there's about 13 layers, different layers of that tunnel. So, you know, you come into human form, you die, you should go through these 13 layers, and then you come out, say, a brilliant, say, spirit. So I transcended that, and I wasn't supposed to come back. So I got a sneak peek on what's on the other side. And that's where, say, all the information that ever is and shall be resides, because there's no time there again. Everything just happens. And I've managed, you know, through time, I've managed to, say, still stay connected to that information. So I can scan anybody, I can read anybody,
right?
And like radically transform their lives. Go ahead.
No, that's the ability you have, in other words, to scan people and go deeper into where they should be.
Yeah, you don't have to tell me a thing. Totally. You don't have to tell me a thing. You go, Moss, you know, can you just help me out? And I go, sure. Let's work on, say, your grandmother issues or your mother issues, or, you know, sometimes a lot of diseases, you know, the hereditary patterns. You don't have to age like your parents do. In fact, a lot of people on what I call exponential intelligence, that body of knowledge that I talked about, that everybody has access to, by the way, if you can say open that door, that body of knowledge allows me to help people reverse age. Literally, people in their 70s, they're starting to look like they're 50s.
Would you consider yourself like
heal themselves?
Would you consider yourself like a spiritual reader, a medium, a fortune teller? I mean, you know, something to that effect?
No, it's similar to that, but very, very different, because those individuals still operate from, say, a mechanical perspective or a time-bound perspective, because they use their five senses. They don't have any abilities to, say, shift anybody's, say, future. So think of me as an oracle, I guess the closest thing, like an oracle where I can see your past, I can see your future, but the difference is I can see your past, edit it, to change your present so your future can be different for you.
Are you getting
and
any?
It doesn't take long.
Do you get vibes from me right now? Or do I have to see you in person?
Yeah, I'm just working on your neck. Oh, by the way, so whether it's you or I know this is recorded, so your listeners will start maybe feeling different as they listen to me, even on a recording. I know it's strange, but it happens all the time. Yeah, for you, Jeff, the back of your neck, you know, there's a lot of stiffness, so we can work on that. For you and right down into, say, your shoulders and all that. You might think, well, it's just work. It's a standard. It's like that could be about anybody. But your tension goes back way into, say, your mom or when, and maybe this is too personal, but, you know, the tension between when you felt between your mom and your dad, you know, it was always that tension when they were together. Oh. So that's like been with you all the time.
Wow, the shoulder thing is pretty good. I just came from physical therapy for shoulder work.
Wow.
How about Caroline? Well, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So your physical therapy, even as we speak on it, I'll just work on that shoulder thing. Jeff, I can guarantee you that when you go to physical therapy, you'll see that your shoulder thing has resolved quite a bit after, say, this mini so-called session, because I'm releasing the underlying, say, frequency that keeps, say, aggravating that. Does that make sense? So these aren't like Band-Aids.
Wow.
These aren't like, you know, let's resolve it. Let's, like, create a workaround like psychology, you know, psychology and NLP and all those fads that are out there. They're fantastic, but they're surface-level stuff. What I do is I just get to the core, I get to the point and just delete it for you, and then that surface level stuff works a lot better.
I'm gonna listen back to this too a second time. I want to ask about my wife. What?
No, as one as do you consider yourself like a healer? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
You could call it that way, but let's call it a reprogrammer.
Okay.
Yeah, because I see things. I don't see things from, you know, love perspective or, you know, all that stuff. I don't do rituals or anything.
Yeah.
I literally, it's like, think of me as the Matrix.
Okay.
You guys saw the movie The Matrix, right?
Yeah.
I literally see your coding. You know, I see programming. So I don't say channel. I'm not an intuitive in any way. I literally see the way you are programmed, the underlying frequency that, say, that creates you. And I go, it's just like an app on your phone. So most people would have an app that says, hey, abuse me. Or most people, you know, you, Jeff, absorb, say, tensions of other people and you hold it into your spine, no matter who it is. Again, it started from your parents. But so be conscious of that. And you already are. But anyway, and that's why you have the shoulder issues. But anyway, there's an app that goes, hey, I absorb, say, tension from other people. But so what I do is like, hey, that app is running. It's not good for you. Or even say apps that, do you know how most people like get into a relationship after relationship after relationship?
Yes.
And they're just like freaking abusive relationships, right? They go from person to person, but it's the same damn relationship, just different people. What I do is like, hey, there's an app that you're running in your system that says, hey, I create abusive, say, relationships. I pinpoint that for you. I delete that app, help you like throw on another app that goes, hey, I attract, say, organic relationships, you know, one that's, say, beneficial for me. And literally the changes are overnight for you. I can read your wife, by the way.
Yeah, I'd love to hear that.
She's a really nurturing woman, but she comes from, a masculine perspective. So she's more dominating, if that makes sense to you.
Oh, my God. It's so true. That is so true.
That comes from having a, say, maybe a mom or grandmother that might have gone through some hard times, and they had to take on a role, of the masculine side or the parents. So did your grandmother did they die early, or the fathers? It's like I'm seeing somebody missing.
My dad died when he was 60, but he died young. He died in his 50s, so I was young. I was in my 20s when he passed away. But my mother did take the role of being both mother and father. She's a strong one. She's the really, really strong one. So was my grandmother. My grandmother passed away at 110, they say, in Nicaragua. But she basically, was a single mom. Mm-hmm. She had various husbands, but she basically raised 15 kids on her own.
Yeah.
Alone.
Yeah.
Got it. So that pattern. So just think of it, Carolina. Your grandmother raised, become independent on her own. You know, then your mom does the same pattern. And then you most likely are running that pattern. But you don't need to run that pattern. You can, come into, a strong woman frequency and still do the same things, but a better version of it because you're running a strong woman frequency. Hmm. That makes sense to you? In that way, not to get too personal, but sensuality, intimacy and all that, takes on a whole different level. Hmm. It becomes more than just, physical to you. Oh. And you'll see, again, between the two of you, there's more of that, inner, deeper connection for the both of you.
Wow.
Especially after we talk here. So I can work on that.
Do you have a website? Have you written books? Do you do readings for people? Can people get in touch with you somehow?
Oh, totally. Yeah, we have a free, it's called Moss's Metahealing Sundays. And they can go to Moss Sajati, MASSAJADY.com/free-meditations. And you can get two meta healings. Again, what a meta healing is, a deep meditation, and it's very different than your normal meditation, and a self healing, in one, where I guide you into deep states, and then I work on you to get rid of stuff. But this is for anxiety, depression. There's two meta healings, especially with the COVID issues, a lot of people facing that. So this is a way of deleting it, not like circumventing it or putting a band-aid, but actually deleting, those types of patterns for you.
So you
can sign up for that, and again, they're totally free.
Right. This all kind of came to you. These abilities kind of came to you out of those near death experiences. You didn't before that. You said you were working in a warehouse, and what were you working normal jobs?
Yeah, I was actually a computer programmer by trade.
Okay.
For over at least almost two decades. I was a computer programmer, and then now, before I was programming computers, now I program people.
Wow.
So
oh,
my God.
Same for me.
It is interesting.
Oh, Carolina, is there blood issues that run in your family, by the way?
Blood issues? What do you mean?
Seems to be blood issues.
No.
I see that you might have, blood issues and all that?
No.
That kind of run in your family?
No.
Like heart? No?
No. Okay. No.
You might want to just clean your blood out or something like that. Hmm. I'm not a doctor or anything like that.
Okay, but, you're freaking. Mom, you're kind of
She makes me bleed. Don't worry about it. All right, I'm telling you.
Oh, okay.
mentally, she
but
makes
yeah,
me.
Yeah, you might want to just check that out.
Okay.
Okay.
There you go.
Or it could be actually, or it could be you, because sometimes people's issues they overlap each other. Mm-hmm. So if you're that protector space, Carolina, that you are, you might be taking on, somebody else's burdens.
Well, so, I do. I take my family's burdens a lot. My family and my brother and sister.
Maybe it's an issue with my arms, the blood or something. Maybe that could be.
I worry about my husband and
Wow, but you're truly you're a fascinating individual, no doubt. MassSajati.com, right? MASSAJADY.com/free-meditations, everybody, if you want to check this out.
Yep. Moss, thank you so much for coming on.
Thanks
very interesting.
On.
And hope to have you back
on,
okay?
Yeah, love to have you on again.
You take care.
I'm going to explore what you said. Take care. Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yep, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I don't know, Jeff.
I know.
I don't
my wife's
know.
Making funky faces.
But I got to tell you, and when I I don't like even with the radio station. I used to have we have mediums.
You never like. He's not a medium.
He's
though.
A palm reader.
He's not a palm reader. Well, he's not a medium.
Starts telling me about my heart, my blood. Then I'm like, okay, you know. My mother went to a palm reader when we were young,
and they told her
she was going to have 5 kids. What she did, she had 4.
Okay.
And she's not getting pregnant anytime soon, okay?
But that's not the 70s, same thing. This is the 80s. I'm down with the ladies. That's very different, though.
So now he's telling me about my heart, my blood.
But
he didn't say
anything bad. He just said, look, and he said it could be me, you know,
yeah,
basically.
Yeah, well, yeah, I don't know.
What he said about me was pretty accurate.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm dominant. Yeah, I'm very dominant.
I hope we didn't bore people, but it was very, I mean, it was kind of interesting to me. I mean,
yeah,
it's just like.
I have a hard time believing when people try to, you know.
I've seen people do automatic writing, okay,
yeah,
where the pen just starts moving.
That. Yeah, I've seen that.
I was friends with psychic medium, oh my God, what's it, the guy, Jeffrey Wands.
Yeah.
He's real good.
Yeah,
I've seen some of these guys. But that's a different realm than what this guy's doing. He programs people to improve their lives. I'm definitely going to check out his website, though, masajati.com.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now that we've explored that, let's go to something completely different.
So, interesting about Jeff Anderson Cooper is that he said that he is going to co-parent with his ex-boyfriend. They're no longer together.
Really?
But he just had a baby, so I guess maybe they started the process together. They're no longer together, but they will be co-parenting together. His little son Wyatt.
Wow, Wyatt Cooper, right?
Wyatt Morgan Cooper. Yeah, nice name. I really like that a lot.
Anderson
Good for him.
Cooper,
Good
right?
For him. Yeah, I like.
Wait, that's his last name.
What?
Because of the father.
Yeah, the father's name was Wyatt. The father's name was Wyatt. Morgan was a name that they, I think it was the grandmother's name, but Anderson said that when he went through his mother's papers, he saw a list of names that the parents had both wanted to name. A third child, and this is one of their favorite names.
Wyatt.
Morgan. Yeah.
So. Okay. Interesting. So if you're a Long Islander, Long Island Music, Billy Joel and Mariah Carey are going to be in this Rise Up New York telethon Monday night at 7 o'clock to benefit frontline workers impacted by COVID-19. Tina Fey is going to host it. It's going to be nationally on local TV, on CNBC and on News 12, New York One, iHeartMedia, Entercom, SiriusXM. You got a lot of people participating. Jimmy Fallon, Robert De Niro, Barbara Streisand. I'm seeing if there's anybody Spanish on this thing.
Mm-hmm.
J-Lo, there you go.
Oh, good. Finally, yeah.
Idina Menzel.
Yeah.
Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Mm-hmm.
Chris
good.
Rock, Sting, Bette Midler.
Oh, good.
So we're doing good things to help fight the virus. Hopefully by summertime we'll see some. I know we're going to see some loosening up of this stuff.
Yeah. Hopefully.
And
let me say, Jeff, did you see this survey? 2/3 of Americans doubt the coronavirus death toll. 2/3.
Oh, I got someone on my Facebook today that says the only reason they're saying this is so hospitals. And this is the new thing. So hospitals can get more money if they say the deaths are from coronavirus. They get more money. I don't believe it. I 70,000 people
believe,
are dead.
Though,
oh my God!
All these deaths. I just find it hard to believe. I'm one of those 2/3. I mean, I don't know if I believe that.
What, you don't believe that they're from Corona?
No.
It's the huge number.
Every single day, there's a number.
I still read the newspaper. Newsday has 3 to 4 pages of obituaries. They never have 3 to 4 pages of obituaries.
I know, you're right.
You told me that. People are dying from this thing.
And you know what? Also, because of the coronavirus, Wendy's has taken burgers off their menu. Because there's going to be a shortage of meat.
They should go vegan.
They should go
Beyond Burger.
Yeah, because, well, didn't President Trump say they are not going to shut down meat companies?
This is the one thing this guy did, okay, which is horrible. You know, he could make companies make masks. No, the most important thing for him was to make sure the processing plants, the slaughterhouses, stay open. It's horrible because some of these people are sick. And the animals might get it and be sick. And might affect. Look, I'm not, you know me, I'm not a meat eater, but all these people could wind up, you know, it could get worse because of this.
Yeah, I know.
Bad plan, President Trump.
Well, the burgers are now off the menu at Wendy's. And also, you know, a lot of out-of-work chefs, like one of the chefs at 11 Madison Park, they are now working privately for billionaires.
Really?
They don't know if they are going to go back to their jobs because they don't know if those restaurants are going to reopen.
We know someone who works there,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, we do. We have somebody close that works at Love Park, Madison. If you have $600 to spend to go eat there, then...
That's good.
Yeah.
Hey, you know that Joe Exotic series? The gay guy with the tiger, that whole thing?
Yeah,
everybody watching
on
Netflix?
Yeah.
You see who's going to play him?
Nicolas Cage.
Nicolas Cage. Oh, and for rock and roll, Journey canceled their tour, the latest band to cancel the summer tour. See, I mean, this is so Taylor Swift. Dead and Company, Journey.
Yeah,
they're slowly canceling all these things.
Really?
I mean, you know, hopefully there'll be some sort of concert season. Hopefully there'll be some sports this summer. I mean, baseball. How is baseball the same?
I don't know. It's not. Jeff, also, you know what? Prince Harry and Meghan have a new book coming out. It's their autobiography,
right?
Where instead of spill the beans, they spill the tea. It's called Finding Freedom. It comes out in a few weeks, I believe. I actually want to buy that book.
Can you imagine they've been writing this for ages and planning to sell it because they know suckers like you are going to go out and buy it?
You know, I'm just very curious about, also Meghan Markle. Remember I told you she was last Friday, she was in court, well, virtual court, because she's suing the London papers.
Uh-huh.
She lost that round.
Oh, good.
Because remember, it's the letter that they published that her father had sent her?
Yeah.
The father gave them the letter. So she claims that. Anyway. Hey, listen, guys, if you want to reach us, 516-637-3254. We're all over Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Carolina Cadillo. You know, if you want to email us, carolinacadillo@gmail.com. Guys, have great Cinco de Mayo, and you know, reach out to us, you know, and we'll be doing more Facebook Lives and Instagram Lives, right?
We will, no doubt. And I see a lot of restaurants are doing pickup and local delivery today for Cinco de Mayo. So help your local restaurants stay in business, because who knows what's going to happen when this thing ends? A lot of places are going to be out of business, and hopefully not. I mean, really. At Jeff Jensen Show on Twitter, The Real Jeff Jensen on Instagram, Jeff Jensen Facebook, 516-637-3254. We love you. Thanks for listening. As soon as I get the post office, T-shirts will go out. I'm trying not to go out, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But thanks for listening. We love you.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks to Moss, too.
Wicked! Say it again, my boy Selector.
Oops, the Carolina Cadillo Show is a JJ production.